This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, the U.S. House Intelligence Committee is currently hearing from European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland as part of the impeachment investigation of President Trump concerning Democratic allegations that President Trump pressured the Ukrainian president to conduct an investigation into Joe Biden and his son in exchange for U.S. aid. Sondland telling the panel,
"We had no desire to set any conditions on the Ukrainians. Indeed, my own personal view, which I shared repeatedly with others, was that the White House and security assistance should have preceded without preconditions of any kind."
Another major planned power outage expected in California today because of the continued winds and wildfire risks. And this is USA Radio News.
When your toaster takes 2, 3, and even 4 minutes to toast, it sucks out all the moisture. Even worse, it sucks out the flavor. Bye-bye, dry, tasteless toast. Toast that gets stuck. Toast that takes forever, which is especially frustrating in those hotel buffet lines. We've solved all these annoying problems. My brilliant team and I at Revolution Cooking just created the world's first high-speed smart toaster. Friends say, "Kristen, you've started a revolution." With its sleek design and easy-to-use touchscreen, select your level of toastiness, hit start, and it quickly delivers toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and incredibly flavorful inside. It's toast like you've never tasted before. The Revolution Toaster is so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. It's the perfect gift. Williams-Sonoma is even showcasing our toaster in their holiday catalog. See the speed. Taste the difference.
Go to starttherevolution.com, type in promo code Radio 1 to save 20% and get free shipping. That's starttherevolution.com and promo code Radio 1. Join my revolution at starttherevolution.com.
Former Baltimore, Maryland Mayor Catherine Pugh has been indicted on 11 counts of federal tax and wire fraud. U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland Robert Herr says elected officials should be placing the interest of citizens above their own, and he says that is not what Pugh did.
There are many victims in this case. The victims are all of us, the taxpayers, and the people of Baltimore who expect and deserve integrity from their public officials.
Pugh allegedly defrauded businesses and nonprofits with nearly $800,000 in sales of her Healthy Holly books to, quote, enrich herself, promote her political career, and illegally fund her campaign for mayor. 10 Democratic presidential candidates will fill the debate stage tonight as MSNBC and The Washington Post will sponsor the event in Atlanta. Former VP Joe Biden, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders will have the center stage.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The UN is criticizing United States policy when it comes to families detained at the southern border. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A United Nations Human Rights Report says the United States has the world's highest rate of child detention, and its policy of separating children at the U.S.-Mexico border amounts to inhumane treatment. Attorney Manfred Nowak authored the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights Global Study on Children Deprived of Liberty and said the U.S. policy under President Trump to separate migrant children from parents is absolutely prohibited by the U.N. Convention of the Rights of the Child. He said it's inhumane treatment for both the parents and the children. He also said there's quite a number of children that are separated from their parents, and neither the children nor the parents know where each other are. More than 100,000 migrant children are still being held in U.S. detention centers. That's far more than all of the other countries where they have reliable figures.
And preparations are underway for the 93rd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. Crews were showing off new floats and features to school kids yesterday. In northern New Jersey, there are five new floats this year, including Blue's Clues, a Lego float called the Brick Changer, and a glittering dinosaur named Rexy in the City. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Live. It's in our best interest after everything is said and done. You know that. I mean, here we are, $23 trillion in debt, all the inefficiencies that have been on full display over the years, and we have a president. Yes, he's got a business background. He understands return on investment. He's actually looking at the American Treasury and saying, okay, what are we getting out of all this investment, the $4 trillion, $5 trillion a year government that we have? How does it measure up? What's wrong with asking that question? Well, 63 million Americans thought that that was an appropriate question to ask, and that's why they sent him to the White House. But meanwhile, the Democrats are doing everything they can, even before day one, even though Nancy Pelosi says, well, nobody went to Congress to impeach the president. Well, that's not what Congress people have said. They actually went to Congress, and they went to Washington, D.C. to do exactly that, to impeach the president. You've got Al Green, the congressman out of Texas, making it quite clear that the only way that they can beat President Trump is to impeach him. They dare not go up against him in an election. This is why here we are, less than a year away, and we hear these impeachment, we're having to endure, I should say, these impeachment hearings. Well, our next guest is an attorney and author, and she asks the rather a poignant question. You know, what if Donald Trump isn't elected? Tisha Powell joins us now. Tisha, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate the book, appreciate what you wrote, because, you know, these are things to consider. I mean, if he gets it reelected, and if he doesn't, and I think the other question in between time is, you know, what if, God forbid, and I only say God forbid because I think the crisis that would be in hand, it would be immeasurable if Donald Trump was, first of all, to be impeached and convicted.
Yes, and this is what's so scary in America, and I'm just shocked that other people aren't scared.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing an abuse of power here. We're seeing Nancy Pelosi, who is loyal to the Democrats, using taxpayer money to go after her rival, the Democratic rival, Donald Trump. And there's nothing we could do as taxpayers. We just have to hope and pray. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, you bring up an excellent point here.
Going on?
Uh-huh. I want people to pause on that for just a moment, because what you said was something was rather critical, and that is Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, and those underlying powers, some have referred to as the deep state, the globalists, the bureaucrats, certainly on full display here right before God and everybody, that have been antithetical from day one, even before then, doing the very thing that they accused the president of doing, which they themselves have been doing even back in the days when he was a candidate, Tisha.
Yeah, they have been, this is just shows you, outsiders are not welcome to D.C. They have not given President Trump a warm welcome because he's an outsider, and they don't like outsiders because he's trying to unveil the corruption, and they don't want for President Trump to unveil any corruption. So they're just trying to show Trump and anybody who wants to come from the outside, you're not welcome to play with us.
Exactly.
We love our corruption, and we want to keep it going.
Good point. Well, you know, why are we surprised? They did it with the Tea Party, didn't they?
Yes, but I think what's shocking about it is just the abuse of power.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing is coming from this impeachment. It's not putting any money in taxpayers' pockets. The roads could be fixed. There are bills that could be passed. And instead, they'd rather just use taxpayer money to go after their rival.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. And
without
it's based upon all gossip. It's not even, it's gossip. You told me this and I thought I overheard this.
Right, exactly. Well, we've been saying from day one, Tisha, this is all petty office politics. This goes on in offices across this country all the time. When people don't get their way, there's always that disgruntled few that complain and they drag everybody else down until a manager of any kind of courage and conviction confronts those people and reassigns them. I mean, which is amazing, because when they get reassigned, it's usually outside of the company. However, in bureaucratic experience, what happens, like Yovanovitch, they get reassigned, but they actually get a better job. They're still being paid by the people, but they get a better job. You know, so we are promoting all this bad behavior, are we not?
That's true, but I know Nancy Pelosi knows right from wrong. I know she should say, this is wrong. I'm abusing my power. I'm using taxpayer money to go after the rival because I need to help one of the candidates, the one of the 15 win, you know, and they're watching me on TV. They can see what I'm doing. I better stop. But it's not like that. It's just they do whatever they want.
Exactly.
It's just they make up. And this is why people hate politicians.
Right.
They don't play by the same rule.
Well, Tisha, because I think what happens is they're inauthentic. You give her a lot of credit, and we give a lot of people, I mean, and we could be guilty of this as well. I mean, it's equal opportunity, is that we convince ourselves because of the ideology that we want to believe in and hold to, and this is what's so careful, you know, we have to be so careful about checking ourselves in order to maintain some authenticity, is that we don't buy into a doctrine just because, and that we're not open for it to be challenged by other people, to talk about it, to debate on these issues. And what's happening is when you get so fixed that you're beyond debate and you're beyond reason, which is what's on display right now, you lose your sense of genuineness and authenticity. And as a result, you've reduced yourself to the lowest common denominator. You ignore the truth and you're not very useful at the after everything is said and done.
That's true, and I think that this impeachment inquiry is probably going to backfire on the Democrats, because we're learning now that, you know, Hunter Biden was also on a board in China. So did he set up to be on the board in China because he knows his dad was going to run and he was going to get another quick $50,000 a month? So, I mean, it's just the backfire. Also, too, all the witnesses are they're not credible because there is no first-hand knowledge. It's mostly people who are biased, they are retaliating against the president, or they just, who knows, probably want a book deal. We don't know yet, but we know it's not first-hand knowledge. So I think this is...
Yeah. Well, that's what's definitely being exposed. I mean, Donald Trump from day one has been an exposing agent. He talked about the deep state, and this is what America is starting to see, just how rampant it is, and also appreciating what an incredible job that he's been doing on behalf of the American people in spite of these kind of headwinds, you know, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, bureaucrats that, you know, I had one well-meaning friend. I mean, he goes, wow, you know, these diplomats are very impressive. You know, I just think they are doing such a great job on behalf of the country. And I said, well, but there's more to the story here. And I said, you need to wait and see. I understand. I mean, it sounds good on paper. It looks good when you see a lieutenant colonel coming in full dress uniform. It looks rather impressive. And then he opens his mouth. And when he opens his mouth, it's quite revealing, is it not? If you have ears to hear, if you don't want to hear it, you're not going to hear the discrepancy, are you?
That's correct. And this could never happen in a trial court, just so everybody knows this.
Exactly. As an attorney, I mean, how often are you screaming at the TV screen going, what is this? This is not legal.
No, but I do see why lawyers like to be in politics, because you do whatever you want. You just make it up. If a dream comes true, we'll just go ahead and try to impeach the president with no witness. I mean, it's wonderful. Which lawyer wouldn't want that? No judges to tell you what to do.
Right.
I mean, now you make your own case. You make it
exactly. No no witness, no crime. Only in America. Tisha Powell, we've got more from her after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. The attorney and author, Tisha Powell, continues with us. She wrote the book, Trump Must Win. Tisha, I would say not only does Trump must win, but the Republicans must win the House. Otherwise, you imagine what we've gone through in the last couple of years under the leadership of Speaker Nancy Pelosi. If she gets another 4 years, Donald Trump and the American people will continue to be tormented.
It's so true. And even President Obama is telling the Democratic Party to calm down. It went way too left.
Yes.
I mean, and he was radical, and he thinks, and they're upset with him. They think, get out of our way. You are radical enough for us.
You're old school.
People need to understand this a lot. When the Democratic Party comes into office, we go in a recession.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wrote this book, because I don't like the way the recession felt.
Yes.
I mean, I like working two jobs,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because at least I know I could put food on the, you know, feed my kids. I can have them go to karate lesson. You know, recessions are not good for anybody. And
exactly.
This is what I'm surprised that Elizabeth Warren runs around proposing $56 trillion. And nobody's saying to her, are you crazy? Go get your head examined. They're just making it look like it's business as usual and this is good for the economy.
Well, this is what Democrats do. They buy votes. And the way they buy votes, which I think is quite interesting, and as an attorney, you appreciate that because, you know, you talk about fiduciary responsibility. They get their fingers into the Treasury of the United States, and they're buying votes based on that money that doesn't belong to them. You know, and unfortunately, there are people that hear Medicare for all, free tuition, all this stuff, and they go, oh, yeah, I like that, I like that, I like that. And then somebody asks, well, who's going to pay for it? They don't care. All they know is that it's free today. We'll worry about that part tomorrow, right?
Yes, and what people don't understand that our, if you have a child or you know somebody with a child, it's our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. They're the ones paying for it.
Exactly.
But people seem not to care. They want the money now.
Right.
That's how selfish we have become in this country. And this is not very Christian.
No.
That we are willing to penalize the next generation just so that we could live good. And by the way, I want to wonder why some people didn't have any money saved. But that's the thing, we're in that I want to live for the moment. I only want the new car now. I want the $500 shoes today. And then when we come up short, we just say to the government, you need to give me more.
Exactly.
And the government is like, no problem. I'll just take it from your children.
And on top of that, I want the government to forgive my sins, because if, you know, I hook up with the wrong guy, wrong girl, and she gets pregnant, not my problem. It'll be the government's problem, or it's her problem. Who cares if she goes and aborts the child? That doesn't matter anymore. And here we are, 63 million babies have been aborted because of Roe v. Wade and a big lie, and of which 40% have been black Americans. I mean, this is a modern-day Holocaust and genocide that's taken place within our country. And it amazes me, Tisha, that people aren't more outraged about this. And whenever any black American speaks of this Holocaust, they are chastised and kicked out of the club. And where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Al Sharpton? Supposedly the leaders of black America, they're, you know, just, you know, incredibly quiet about this whole issue of what Planned Parenthood has perpetrated on people of color in this country.
I tell everybody, black baby lives matter, all baby lives matter. We probably killed, through abortion, we probably already killed the person who was going to cure cancer.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand that children are a future generation. I'm looking and I'm thinking, this is why we can't cure diabetes, cancer. We're killing talent. That's
yes.
what we're doing.
Exactly.
And the government is part of it
mm-hmm.
for some reason.
Right.
And that's what people don't understand. Children are our future. Some of them probably could have cured cancer by now, but we kill them. We're like, right. We don't want you.
Well, what is America lacking right now? We've got more jobs than people. We're lacking a labor force. Well, we killed them off. We killed off a generation labor force, and we're wondering why we don't have people to fill the jobs that are here. It's incredible, isn't it?
It's just incredible. And they're saying it's just a medical procedure. It's not. It affects everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone came from God, and they all had a purpose. And you killed that purpose, and that's why we're all here suffering. Because we don't know what those kids could have brought to us.
Exactly.
You know, God sent them here, and we said, nah, we would rather just punish ourselves and suffer. And again, this is politicians. They think that they know it all, and they think they're better than everybody else.
Well, but you said it quite perfectly a moment ago, and that is that our culture has become so selfish. We live for the specific moment, which is now, and we live in the disease of more. There's just not enough. We are consuming everything, and as a result, we are consuming and combusting our own lives because of our own selfishness. And this has got to be a heart change. This has to be a realization by we the people to realize that, look, it's not Donald Trump's problem. It's not even Nancy Pelosi or Barack Obama's. It's my problem. We have to own our own individual issues and problems if we're going to get this country back on track. And really, you talk about something that's going to be courageous. I mean, the previous generation before us, Tisha, in America was the greatest generation, was our parents. And if we're going to be anything like them, then we're at a crossroads right now. And if we're going to pass on to this next generation an America better than what our parents gave to us, then it's going to require some sincere soul-searching and honesty.
That's exactly what it is, and that's the sad part, that I do get that there are a lot of people that they're poor, but you can live poor. Mm-hmm. What's really a problem, because you've lived poor most of your life, is that we're taking money from the next generation to supplement our lifestyle. And I think that's wrong, because they didn't do anything to deserve that. Mm-hmm. They are just born. We shouldn't believe in them with a 50% tax bill. And that's what I can't imagine. Like, I think Elizabeth Warren has children or a child. Mm-hmm. She's going to have grandchildren. I get it that she's sitting on $12 million, so she probably already has something planned for her family. Mm-hmm. But I just think how evil she is that she's willing to bankrupt all of our children and our grandchildren just for more power. She's willing to do that. And that's wrong. It's so wrong. And so why aren't you voting for her? Because she's evil. She's evil to want to punish young children.
Exactly. Well, that's what socialism does. It shares misery. It mediocritizes the electorate. Look everywhere in the world that has embraced socialism. Is there one success record? Is there anything there that you can say, wow, you know, we need to embrace that? No, the exact opposite. When people look at America, we are the envy of the world. They see this light on a shining hill, which Ronald Reagan referred to. We are a magnet for people who want to live under the umbrella of freedom and liberty and a chance to be the best they can be. I mean, who doesn't want that, Tisha?
That's true, and that's why I wrote the book, because when I was in Europe, you know, I go there every year. I take my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have 30 relatives in England. I was in Amsterdam last year, Italy the year before. We live better than they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just shocked. I'm like, this is what the Democratic Party is hoping, because only 5% of the American population actually have a passport. So they've never been overseas to really see what's really going on. But their taxes are very, very high overseas. 40%. Child care is no joke there. You know, $100 a day for to take care of a child.
Wow.
So, and you're complaining about America?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy that people are saying that. And another thing as well, we think about Mick Jagger. He came to America to do a medical procedure. He didn't do it overseas.
Good
and
point.
And he's a very wealthy man.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it right there. Tisha, I look forward to having you back. Tisha Powell, author and attorney. Her book, Trump Must Win, available now, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Tisha. Take care. God bless.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, the U.S. House Intelligence Committee is currently hearing from European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland as part of the impeachment investigation of President Trump concerning Democratic allegations that President Trump pressured the Ukrainian president to conduct an investigation into Joe Biden and his son in exchange for U.S. aid. Sondland telling the panel,
"We had no desire to set any conditions on the Ukrainians. Indeed, my own personal view, which I shared repeatedly with others, was that the White House and security assistance should have preceded without preconditions of any kind."
Another major planned power outage expected in California today because of the continued winds and wildfire risks. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. As you can hear from the live background, we're going to go to Operation Convergent Response Live with Nick Nealon, Director of Public Sector Product Development for Verizon, and Dr. Jerome Hauer, Public Safety and a Top Terrorism Response Expert. You know, communications is crucial for first responders during times of crisis. Operation Convergent Response, which is taking place in Perry, Georgia, starting today, will feature live demonstrations of the latest public safety technologies. With us today from the Guardian Centers, a world-class disaster preparedness training facility. As I mentioned, Nick Nealon is the Director of Public Sector Product Development for Verizon Wireless, and Dr. Jerome Hauer has had many public safety positions, including serving as Commissioner of the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for New York and as the Director of Office of Counterterrorism in the Obama administration. Welcome, Nick and Dr. Howard. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Bill.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. So what is Operation Convergent Response and why is it so important to public safety?
Well, as you said, Bill, Operation Convergent Response is Verizon's opportunity to test our technology that we're putting in the hands of first responders. We're incredibly proud to be able to support the public safety community for many years now, but we also know that it's incredibly important for the technology that we deliver to work when it needs to most. And so what we're doing here in Perry is to ensure our first responders have the right technology and showcase what that technology can do from end to end. And then also, more importantly, to engage in dialogue with first responders between the technology companies like Verizon and our partners and the public safety community so that they can help add voices and their experience to how we build products for them.
Well, that's excellent. Dr. Howard, how are you testing public safety technologies at OCR?
Well, that's a great opportunity for first responders to actually see, touch, interact with the technology in real life scenarios. Everything from a tunnel scenario to an earthquake to a wildfire. They see the emergencies, they see the technology in action, and they're able to interact with Verizon, with the technology manufacturers, to give them feedback on the technology.
Wow, Nick, this is just an awesome opportunity to have, this kind of convergence of people who are focused on, first responding actions. Explain to our audience the new and innovative technology that's going to be used in these crisis scenarios.
Absolutely. So that's the real key right here, right? It's the technology in the scenarios. It's making sure that we're testing in real life situations of what first responders have to use. And so making sure that technology works. One of those scenarios that Dr. Howard mentioned was a cyber attack on critical infrastructure. And what would happen if a cyber attacker actually got a hold of a dam and created a flooding incident in one of our communities? I mean, God forbid what that would look like, but that's what we're here out here testing, is making sure that Verizon can deliver the network to the point of need, that we can bring in network, whether it's satellite or cellular, to help our first responders. Because like you said in the beginning, communication is critical. We also are delivering our cyber risk response team to help mitigate that breach, to make sure that we repair that situation and don't allow any further damage to happen. And then for the first responders that are actually responding to the situation, leveraging drones, the latest in technology, both waterborne drones to look for victims as well as airborne, so that our first responders have a full situational awareness. They have a common understanding of what's happening on the ground so they can provide better, faster relief efforts.
Well, Dr. Howard, obviously the news is plentiful with wildfires, particularly in the West. I want you to address that as well as cyber attacks, because cyber attacks continue to be very prevalent in our society today.
The wildfires are just one type of an emergency that is being tested here today. The various technology is being used to show how it would assist in managing a wildfire. It is being put in the air, drones, for instance. It shows where you can best assist first responders in managing any type of incident.
What about cyber? Because cyber is top of mind these days. I mean, we keep hearing about the potentiality of cyber attack.
Absolutely, and we have it from both perspectives, right? So our critical infrastructure as well as our government agencies' technology has to be cyber resilient and as best we can to make that make sure that we're ready for any cyber attacks. And so Verizon is supporting both ends of that to make sure our networks are secure, to make sure that the devices that we put on the network in support of first responders are secure, and that all of our sensors out there in the field are secure from any types of hacks. We see this over and over again, but the most important thing is to have a good plan going into any disaster and to make sure that you follow through on that plan. And whether that be a physical attack or a cyber attack, we want to make sure that we're supporting our first responders in their efforts.
Yeah, and Dr. Howard, you're even addressing airport in crisis. I mean, it's just about every, attack that we could be subjected to just about. I mean, you've got a great example of this from, a complex terror attack, but an airport in crisis. Address that, if you would.
Yeah, the airport in crisis is actually a very interesting scenario, and it's one we hope we never see. It's an infectious disease outbreak on an incoming plane with people that are sick that need to be isolated to ensure that any kind of infectious disease is not spread throughout the country.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, Nick, 5G, it's almost here. It's already here in some areas of the country, but hopefully by the end of next year, everybody will be experiencing 5G. And you're going to be demonstrating 5G technology through this, right?
We are, absolutely. And you're exactly right. Verizon launched the very first 5G mobility service in the entire world earlier this year. And by the end of the year, we'll have 30 cities launched with 5G. And that's 5G built right on the nation's most reliable network. We're incredibly proud to be able to support that. And that's what we're testing here at Operation Convergent Response, is what could that network do for our first responders? And that's going to be a lot more devices on the network, as well as very high bandwidth. We hear about the high speeds that 5G will bring. Well, what does that do for first responders? That's what we're testing here. How do we deliver much more clear video, high-definition video surveillance, and high-definition video supporting mission response? And all of it is really in support of how do I deliver better information at the point of need for our first responders. So they're walking into scenarios with as much information as they could get.
And let me add to that. One of the reasons I'm involved with Verizon has been their multiple decade commitment to ensuring first responders have the best technology available for any type of emergency.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is excellent that, you know, everybody is coming together. I was going to ask you, Dr. Howard, as you're working in all this, what's most exciting for you with all, you know, these demonstrations and this networking that's coming together? I know you appreciate the partnership with Verizon because communications is absolutely key. But what else stands out for you?
Well, you know, you just brought up a very important issue, communications. I call it the three C's, communications, coordination, and communication. I repeat communications twice because that's absolutely critical for managing any kind of an incident and recovering from an incident. I've dealt with everything from large-scale events to managing the response to Hurricane Sandy. Mm. And without communication, you just don't have the kind of response you need to protect people.
Exactly. Well, Nick Nyland, the Director of Public Sector Product Development for Verizon Wireless, along with Dr. Jerome Howard, have been our guests. Dr. Howard's had many public safety positions, including serving as Commissioner of the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for New York, and is Director of the Office of Counterterrorism in the Obama administration. Nick, as we wrap things up real quick, again, we appreciate Verizon's partnership and your commitment to partner with public safety agencies to help protect citizens and first responders. Where can our audience go for more information?
Thanks so much, and we're incredibly honored to be able to partner with public safety. And so if you want more information, you can go to our website, verizon.com/public safety, and there's information about the solutions that we're demonstrating here, as well as about Operation Convergent Response in general.
Well, Nick Nyland and Dr. Howard, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, the question that remains about the Little Sisters of the Poor is, will they or will they not finally be exempt from Obamacare? Keisha Russell joins us. She's First Lady, First Liberty, I should say, Institute's attorney and advisor. And Keisha, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Maybe one day I will be First Lady. You never know.
Right? Hey, you never know. Maybe that was a bit of a prophetic slip, huh?
Indeed.
Well, you know, things like that can happen. Only in America, though, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's what we love about this country. And we're being challenged as is the case, you know, these founding principles like our First Amendment right and, you know, the attack on the Little Sisters of the Poor, which is, you said, wait, this is such a no-brainer. I mean, I talk to people every day, and whenever this topic comes up, they go, why is this an issue, Bill? And I said, well, because it all goes back. I mean, what we're fighting for now, believe it or not, is our First Amendment right, because at every turn, that's what we're battling, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And at this stage, you would think that this 2011, we've been able to figure out the situation, but unfortunately, that's not the case. So, you know, what's happening is just that the recent decisions regarding the contraceptive mandate are really a battle about the accommodation process. Mm-hmm. And of exempting religious objectors after Hobby Lobby and all of the objections that came about early on in the Obama administration, the Obama administration created the accommodation and didn't just outright exempt all of the religious employers. So the new and most recent challenges are about that accommodation, which still makes the employers complicit.
Right.
Because they still have to provide that contraception.
Right. Well, again, it speaks to what was at the very heart of Obamacare and why it was a problem. Interesting that some people were exempted, like, oh, yes, congressmen.
Many grandfathered plans, as a matter of fact.
Exactly.
Even Hobby Lobby, the court, you know, recognizes that millions of women are not covered by the contraceptive mandate. So it just begs the question, why are we still trying to force all these religious objectors and nuns to provide them?
Well, you got to imagine, Keisha, if they are to win over the Little Sisters of the Poor, I mean, what holds them back then?
I think nothing. And I think that's why it's so important that we just keep fighting. So First Liberty Institute wrote an amicus brief on this issue and really pointed out a lot of the issues with the Third Circuit's decision, which is scary, for lack of a better word, the way they analyze the religious objectors. Religious beliefs, and just basically say that because your religious beliefs aren't reasonable and we don't agree with them, then they don't deserve protection. So just imagine if all the government entities start taking that position on religious beliefs, where would we be?
Well, I'm surprised. I have to say this, that other people of faith and other faith groups, including Muslims, that they're not outraged by this. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair because I think there's a lot of people who have, you know, these objections. I think it's just really, you know, there's no way to really pinpoint why that is. But I can tell you that there's many organizations, and including those that have moral objections. So, for example, the March for Life, they're not a religious group, but they certainly have good reason to not want to pay for contraceptions that they believe are abortifacient.
Right. And that would be anybody. I mean, the thing that you appreciate about our Constitution, it considers all. And what is being done here through Obamacare and with some of these activist judges in these courts is that they're picking and choosing. And I think once you start doing that, you really obliterate the intent of, you know, the Bill of Rights and particularly in this case, the, you know, our First Amendment right.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why it's so important for the Supreme Court to take this new case, this appeal to the Third Circuit's decision, which, like I said, I mean, the analysis that they conduct regarding the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and the substantial burden is really scary. If all the courts take that position, we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Exactly. Why is the Supreme Court delaying on this?
You know, I'm not sure. I think the problem is that the Supreme Court really needs to make a really broad decision and just say that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act exempts religious objectors from the contraceptive mandate and just kind of make that blanket decision. And it's refusing to do that. And that's why you see the lower courts in some of these states like Pennsylvania and New Jersey and California making mischief right now because the Supreme Court has left these holes. In its decision, and that's why we're here right now. The Supreme Court just needs to say outright that the contraceptive mandate violates RFRA altogether.
Exactly. Is it because it's implicitly connected to Roe v. Wade?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I think number one, it's important to realize that the Supreme Court generally shies away from making broad decisions, especially when it comes to religious beliefs. I think that's a fair statement. So I think it makes sense that they're trying to shy away from making a blanket determination about the contraceptive mandate. But at this point, there's really no choice. And the government has conceded that they don't have a compelling interest, which is what they need in order to overcome RFRA's you know, protections, and they can't, and they've already conceded that they can't. So there's really no choice here anymore, and I think the Supreme Court is trying to get the parties to, you know, fix the situation themselves, and the Trump administration did try and fix it by giving a broad exemption,
exactly.
And the states came and, you know, challenged that, and so now we're back here at stage one.
You see, and again, I think what's happened is the pro-abortionists are driving this because they see this as some more lost ground if this comes across. If there is an exemption, then they're seeing, hey, look, we're losing ground on this, and this all leads to the key issue of Roe v. Wade. And I believe the Supreme Court, they have to see this. They have to see the connectivity with it and figuring, okay, if we do this, we're going to start to open Pandora's box. And the very thing that is at is just outside the wall there are a lot of people yelling and screaming about, you know, their reproductive rights.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Even in the Third Circuit decision, they mentioned the undue burden that the exemptions would have on these sort of hypothetical and unnamed women that the states claim are going to be harmed by these religious exemptions. But you have to see how ridiculous that is when you understand how many people are actually exempt from this mandate who aren't even religious. And so the question becomes, why is it so important to make these religious objectors violate their conscience?
Mm-hmm. Well, help me understand their term and perspective of undue burden. What is undue burden look like for, you know, for those that have religious faith and beliefs that say we should not participate in this?
I think it's a substantial burden, right, for those who don't want to violate their faith.
I agree. I think it's more on them, not on the other side. So I don't understand the undue burden. I think it's kind of turned upside down, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. It definitely has turned, you know, the sort of the least restrictive means that's supposed to be applied under RFRA to say that you have to choose the least restrictive on the religious objectors, not the least restrictive means on these hypothetical women that might possibly be harmed, those that you can't even name. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a real issue, and it's definitely scary to think about what will happen if the Supreme Court doesn't either take this case or overturn the Third Circuit's decision.
Exactly. Well, Keisha Russell, you say that already there's over a million that are exempted right now. Is that correct?
Well, there's millions of women that are part of, you know, that are work for employers that are not covered because many grandfathered plans are not covered.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hobby Lobby decision that says millions of women are currently not covered under the contraceptive mandate. And so the question is, why are you worried about the women who may possibly want to work for the Little Sisters of the Poor?
Exactly.
It just seems ridiculous.
Well, this may be a bridge too far, as they say, because it's got to call the question, and it's going to force the Supreme Court, you know, to demonstrate some courage here and take this on and try to find a way to, you know, dance around the Roe v. Wade implication. But no doubt, those that are for the support of Roe v. Wade, boy, anything that moves the needle one iota is going to set them off.
Yeah, that's right. But it has to be done because the court is required to interpret the law as it's written. RFRA requires the exemption at this point. There's just no getting around it.
Yeah, and what kind of penalty are the Little Sisters? Remember the Little Sisters of the Poor. I mean, the kind of penalty that is leveled upon them for, in a sense, being a lawbreaker, and here's the Little Sisters of the Poor being lawbreakers. I mean, it's hard to put that into my mind right now, Keisha.
Yeah, it is. It's really hard to even fathom that this is still going on, and these states now have really inserted themselves in a conflict that is really between the religious objectors and the federal government. And now that the Trump administration has said, look, in order to solve this problem, I'm just going to grant this broad religious exemption so we can all move on with our lives. But
right. The
states are now saying, no, you're not allowed to do that because we don't want you to. Because, and their reason is really interesting, they don't want to pay the cost for the contraception that these women may now come to the states to get the contraception.
Exactly. But well, we got to leave it there. We're going to have you back, Keisha. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun. Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222. With more people